Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 6, The Forest Sages. Scene 1. Time to leave Chitrakoot. After Bharata left, Ram continued to live on Chitrakoot Mountain. As the months passed, Ram began to notice that the rishis living nearby were always fearful and anxious. He approached the leading ascetics and, bowing down humbly, asked, "O venerable ones, has something in my behavior given you cause for concern? Have either my brother or I been acting in a way not worthy of our esteemed forefathers? Is Sita behaving in a way unbecoming a young woman?" Ram had noticed on several occasions that the Brahmanas spoke together while glancing at him. He knew they were worried about something. Seated before them with folded palms, Ram listened carefully as the leaders replied, "How could there ever be any fault in the behavior of you or your brother? O Ram, what unseemly conduct will ever be seen in the gentle and high-born Sita? We know well your true identity." The rishis glowed with ascetic power. They constantly chanted various names of God, fingering their wooden beads as they intoned the mantras. With a desire to render service to Ram, they addressed him as if he were an ordinary man. "There is a powerful Rakshasa called Kara living near here. This demon is Ravana's younger brother, and he is brutal, haughty, and sinful. Angered by your presence, he has been afflicting us with more ferocity than usual." Ram frowned as he heard about the Rakshasa. He could not tolerate any aggression toward Brahmanas. "Kara and his hordes of Rakshasas constantly impede our sacrifices. The demons show themselves in hideous, savage, and frightening forms. They throw flesh, bones, excrement, and urine down from the sky, defiling our sacrificial arenas. They make strange and terrible noises, and it is only a matter of time before they become actually violent toward us. We therefore desire to leave this place." Seeing sacrifice as their sacred duty, the ascetics wished to go to another forest where they would not be disturbed. As Brahmanas, they would not themselves fight the Rakshasas, although they were capable of checking them by their mystic power. They also understood that Ram wanted to destroy demons, especially their leader, Ravana. Ram tried to reassure the rishis, but they were determined to leave. Having stayed on Chitrakoot for some years, the renounced ascetics were also concerned that they may have become attached to their material situation. Normally, they moved continuously from forest to forest, staying only 1 or 2 years in each place. After speaking a little more with Ram, informing him of where Kara lived, the Brahmanas rose up in a body with only their water pots and staffs, and they left the region. Ram followed them from some distance in order to see them off with due respect. Then he returned to his hermitage, considering in his mind how to deal with the Rakshasas. When he reached his hut, Ram said to Lakshman, "I think the time has come for us to leave Chitrakoot. The Brahmanas have left, and I am afraid that we will again be visited by the people who know of our whereabouts. We should leave for some other, more remote forest." Ram decided to make his way to the Dandaka forest, which was inhabited by Rakshasas. He wanted to directly confront the demons. The two brothers donned their weapons, and with Sita walking between them, immediately left. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,